doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to be on the show. We're going to be visiting with a guest for just a minute, but after that, we'll go back to your calls. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. We still have the contest underway identifying the photograph that's on. You'll see it down in Instagram. You'll also see it up there on the images that change on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. If you want to get our newsletter, it's free. If you want to find out about joining the Organic Club of America, that's right there on the homepage as well. Victoria Miller grew up in Seattle. She now lives with her husband off the grid on a farm in the Olympic Mountain foothills in Washington. She writes and blogs about homesteading and reliance and self-reliance, and she'll be joining me at the Mother Earth News Fair in Belton, Texas in February, like I was telling you. And she is with us now. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
How in the world are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for getting up so early and being with us. How long have you been associated with Mother Earth people?
Well, the Mother Earth News Fair coming up in Belton will be my 17th appearance at the fair. The first one was in June of 2011 in Washington State.
Oh, good. I was telling the listeners early in the show, I've known about Mother Earth for years and years and had no idea that they're into as many things as they are and that they're as big as they are. And I'm very impressed with the fairs and all their publications and everything. So I look forward to meeting you in person and seeing you. You're going to be talking about homesteading at the event?
Yes, I'll be doing three presentations. One will be on craft distilling, which was the subject of my second book. One will be on free-ranging poultry, which poultry in general and heritage breeds in particular were the subject of my first book. And the third presentation will be on sourdough bread, which is mostly the topic of my upcoming book.
That's a subject I'm really interested in because a lot of the human health conversations we get into here with some of my other associates, bread continues to get thrown under the bus as being something that is not as good for us as we used to think. And I've always wondered if sourdough maybe isn't the most healthy of all the bread choices.
Well, that's certainly my belief. And my interest in that actually first started back in 1999 when my father was diagnosed with diabetes, and I just remember his doctor telling him that he couldn't eat most kinds of bread, but he was allowed to eat sourdough bread, and that got me really curious about that, and one thing led to another, and here I am writing a book about it.
That's great. Plus, it tastes better than other breads, too, in my opinion.
I certainly agree.
It's addicting to me. When I go to a restaurant that has good sourdough, I'll eat too much of it, I guess.
Oh, I know. Me, too.
One of the things about Mother Earth that just blew me away, starting with Belton, and then I did about three others around the country with them, and I think I may do them all this year. But so many speakers, good grief. You can go to hundreds of different talks and lectures and demonstrations, and the booths, there are there, people selling various things. You know, there's great information there as well. These fairs, I guess when you started speaking at the fairs was about the time they started doing them.
I believe it was the second year. I think they started in 2010, and the first time I spoke was in 2011.
Well, it's been fun to be associated, and the people that I've met traveling around the country, it's really, really been a lot of fun. I think that the landscaping stuff is the part that they haven't been involved in as much, and so that's one of the reasons that they brought me in. The talk that I do, I used to do the first talk on the basic organic program, you know, how you go from doing the things that we don't recommend, synthetic fertilizers and pesticides and all that, to going organic and giving them the formulas that I recommend and everything, and showing them that if they do this, they can save 40 to 50% on their water bill and all that. And then the second talk that I did was about pest control. I had three times as many people come to the pest control talks as I did to the basic stuff. So Robert and I have flipped. Robert Riley's the guy we deal with. Everybody that puts these things on. Young fellow does a great job. It's a huge project.
Right.
But we flipped them around so that I'm doing the natural organic pest control as the first talk in the larger venue, and then doing the basic stuff second. And it's kind of interesting because it continues. I've gone to Acres USA and some other places, and I've seen the same thing. People are more interested in this pest control thing than the basic stuff, basic information.
Right, right. And, yeah, you're right about the Mother Earth News Fair. They tend to try to cram roughly around 200 workshops into 2 days.
Is it that many? I knew it was a huge
amount. Yeah, it usually is, and the difficulty that everyone has, that this is what we hear all weekend long, is, you know, there's three or four different workshops that you want to go to for every single time slot available, and so you have to pick and choose. But yeah, you're right, Robert does a wonderful job. He's a great guy, and but it's just what I always tell people about the fair is that the atmosphere is just so wonderful because everybody's there to learn.
Oh, yeah.
I am actually not surprised that your pest control workshop is so popular because, like you said, you know, people are trying to do all sorts of things differently now. With all the talk about global warming and so forth, people are more and more interested and concerned about doing what they can for the environment, and so the pest control is really a big topic.
That's Victoria Miller you're listening to. She's speaking, one of the many speakers, but one of the main ones you need to check out at the upcoming Mother Earth News Fair. It's Saturday. Is it Saturday and Sunday? I'm just speaking Saturday.
It's Saturday and Sunday. I believe I have two of my presentations are Saturday and the other one is on Sunday.
Okay. February the 18th. And those of you in Texas, you know, you shouldn't miss this. And it's amazing to me also when I went to Oregon and I went to Topeka, Kansas, and I went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and people come a long way.
They sure do.
To go to these fairs, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're meeting people from all across the country. What's the hardest thing for people to get over, to accomplish moving toward getting off the grid? What's the most difficult part of the puzzle?
Well, gosh, that's a good question. We were very fortunate that the place where we live, actually my husband's grandparents bought it back in the 1930s, and so it's been in their family for a long time, and we moved out here almost 11 years ago when David retired from his job in Seattle. I think that just judging from conversations I've had with people, I would think that just finding the ideal location is and some place that they can afford is probably the biggest hurdle in general.
Good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to live someplace. The landscape, the environment is a big part of it. And, of course, the more beautiful it is, probably the more it costs. And so that's a dilemma in the beginning. Well, on making liquor legally at home, what kind of booze are we talking about?
Well, in the course of researching the book, just because I'm a little particular about both writing and speaking about things I've actually done as opposed to, you know, copying recipes off of a blog somewhere, I've learned to make quite a few different kinds of booze. I've made about half a dozen different kinds of whiskey, a couple different kinds of gin, tequila, vodka, dark rum, which was the first thing I ever distilled. That's my husband's favorite. Let's see.
Do you do beer also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, something that comes up quite a bit in conversation because I'm like a lot of people who get interested in hobby distilling. I was making beer and wine for a lot of years before I started distilling several years ago. And it's, you know, distilling is kind of, if you're interested in making beer in particular, distilling is sort of the next thing to learn. It's the next challenge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Judy and I, my wife, made some wine years and years ago when we, mm-hmm. before we had a house, we were still in an apartment. We had a column somewhere where you get this gallon jug and you do the sugar and mixture together and you put mm-hmm. a balloon over the top of it and it blows the balloon up,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We drank that stuff. It would give you a hangover before you got through drinking the first glass of it. It was awful.
Yeah, I understand, and that's one of the big challenges of making this kind of thing yourself. I always tell people it's kind of like driving a car. There's only so much you can learn, you know, from driver's ed, and the rest you have to learn by experience. And it's the same thing, I think, with making beer and wine. You know, distilled liquor it was definitely a lot more complicated in a lot of ways than beer and wine. And honestly, when I first started learning about it, I thought I was never going to get it.
That's Victoria Miller. We're together in Belton at the Mother Earth News Fair. Be there or be square. We'll be back right after this.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That was Victoria Miller, and yeah, we'll be together at the at the event, the Mother Earth News Fair, as they call these really very, very large events, and they're fun. This one in Belton, Texas. She's speaking both days, Saturday and Sunday. I'm speaking twice on Saturday. And it's fun stuff, so I hope you can be there. It's February the 18th. It says advanced fair weekend passes are only $20. Children 17 and under get in free. Also, discount VIP pass is available. You can go to MotherEarthNews.com to get your deals going. And, you know, I got a note here that there's over 150 workshops and lectures and stuff. There's, like she was saying, there's close to 200 of those. One of the main speakers is Joel Saladin, who a lot of you know. He's the guy that has the grass-fed ranch, does cattle, chickens, pigs, all kinds of things, and writes. I think he has taken over as the editor of Acres USA now. I heard not too long ago, because the fellow that started it all died unexpectedly some months ago, and Joel maybe is taking it over. But Joel, in one of his talks, I was listening to him in Belton, the first one I did, and I tried to go around and listen to as many people as I can. There's no way you can hear all of them. But he made the comment that the Mother Earth News people wanted to see who their clientele was, who their customers were, both that read Mother Earth News and all the other many publications that they have, and who showed up at these fairs. And they did a survey to see, you know, what kind of people that they were. And this will give you an idea who you'll run into at these events. He said it came back where it was almost 50-50. 50% left-wing, liberal, atheist, live-off-the-grid type of people, or some, you know, version of that, and 50% right-wing, conservative, you know, urban, Christian the other way. And then, of course, there's probably the biggest component of all that is the mutts like me that are kind of somewhere in between those two things. But anyway, fun stuff coming up. Let's get back to the phones and catch up with Rick first, Crowley, Texas. Hello, Rick.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. I have a question about getting ready to plant some fruit trees. Concerned about my native soil, which is a lot of clay, and it holds a little bit of water, and in some areas it actually seeping up out of the ground.
Really?
I think the fortunate thing for me is that in this circumstance is that the ground slopes about 4 inches every 6 feet.
Okay.
So what I was thinking is like cutting into the high side of the slope and dragging that clay down, trying to make it level, and then putting in some, mixing in some dirt and nutrients to raise that bed. My question is how deep should I make that that bed?
To grow vegetable crops, or what are we going to grow?
Fruit trees.
Just fruit trees?
Yeah.
Well, there's two things there. One is that trees in general, whether it's fruit trees or shade trees or ornamental trees, are the easiest kinds of plants to grow in any kind of soil you have. They can adapt for the most part. There's some exceptions to that, but for the most part, trees can adapt very well. And so one of the ways that you could go is just to plant the trees in the grade and in the soil that you have there and just improve the surface of the soil with the amendments that I recommend, compost, rock minerals, and sugars, and shredded native tree trimmings as the mulch, you know, not piled up on the stem, but used to cover the bare soil and not go through all that trouble of moving the soil around. If you want to move soil around to make it more level, if that's something you decide to do, the depth of the soil is not as important as what the surface improvements are. The biological activity and is the thing we're after. And if the biological activity is kicked up by using the organic amendments and everything, you can have soil as shallow as a foot to 18 inches and have extremely good production from your fruit trees. If it's deeper, they'll like it better, but that doesn't mean that you can't be successful. My front yard, for example, and I have some fruit trees and mostly ornamental trees and shade trees, and my front yard doesn't have more than 6 inches of clay soil on top of white limestone in a pretty large percentage of it, and the plants grow great.
That's exactly what I have, is clay, you know, over top of limestone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about the slope. I'm just concerned if I dug a big hole that I would create a fishbowl and drown my fruit trees in that fishbowl.
Well, that's a bigger issue. Where do you think the water's coming from? What's crossing this water? You said it seeps up. Where is it coming from?
Yeah, this whole area here, when we get heavy rains, you know, water just starts percolating everywhere.
It just goes down, hits the rock, and moves down the slope, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, you could dig a ditch up at the top side and take it around the area you're trying to plant and fill it full of gravel all the way to the surface, and it'll function as an interceptor drainage system. All it has to be is a ditch, you know, going down 18 inches. Let me put you on hold and let's talk and not be rushed. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we've got an open line, 866-444-3478. I still need to get back to a little bit of in Howard's garden, but we're going to go talk to Paula first, listening on 660 The Answer here in North Texas in Midlothian. Hi, Paula.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yes, I was going about the contest picture.
The contest photo. What do you think it is?
Some kind of a quince.
Uh-huh. Pretty good guess. I can see where that would come from, but that's not correct.
Oh.
Did you have anything else for me?
Yes, if I could. Could I ask another question?
Sure, you bet.
Okay. We have this St. Augustine, the grass we have in the back, and there is, before winter, it was early fall, there was a large, round, brown area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everything else looked fine. There's just kind of a, it's pretty large. And I didn't do anything at the time. I just kind of left her alone. And all I did was when it started turning brown was to mow it as low as that area, just as low as it could. And then put some diatomaceous earth. And then I put a little bit of compost probably a couple of weeks ago. Is there anything else I can do? I can still see. There's a problem there, even with the grass being all brown. I can see because there's a difference in the color. Is there anything else that I can do before springtime?
Well, Paula, we're in the window right now for the first major fertilization of the year. So fertilizing with an organic fertilizer, you know, one of the blends that are easy to find here in North Texas, at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, more or less. You don't have to be extremely accurate with that at all. And putting it out right now would be great. You put out diatomaceous earth, which is fine. I mean, that provides an available source of silica. But did you do it because there were some pest problems also? Or?
Yes, it looked like it was all a, kind of a brownish, and it looked with mildew. You know, in some areas, and it's extremely thick. That the grass there is just very thick, carpet like, and so I decided to mow a little bit lower than I usually do, make it shorter, and see if there's I could see something because you know it was growing anywhere there in the ground. I couldn't see any bugs, but there's something, definitely something there. So I thought, well, if I throw the diatomaceous earth, it's not going to either does something, but it certainly won't hurt anything.
Didn't hurt anything at all, and it's actually a pretty good soil amendment. It fits into the rock mineral category, actually.
Right.
But what you might have some diseases working. St. Augustine grass, excuse me, had a lot of brown patch, which is a fungal disease this year.
Yes, I had that too in the front.
Yeah.
I even lost, you know, areas that I had to the whole the grass just. Literally just pulled out of the ground. Because
well, let's do this.
So
let's put out the organic fertilizer, like I said, and let's put out cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, which you can get from the feed stores or the garden centers that have any organic supplies at all, and put it out at the same rate at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It'll go through a fertilizer spreader just like the fertilizer will.
Okay.
And
with
it'll help
the fertilizer.
You.
I mean, with the fertilizer at the same time?
Yeah, you can do it the same day. It doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
But do it right away. I'd do it right away. I think we're definitely in this part of the country in the window to do this work. And I think that you'll see some great improvement in your St. Augustine grass.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the call. And there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Gene in St. Joe, Arkansas. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I'm a new listener. I've been listening about 2 or 3 weeks. And I've got a question. You mentioned irrigation a while ago. We raise corn here with sweet corn and sell it, and we raise a lot for ourselves. I've gotten some drip irrigation pipe, the low pressure. But you were mentioning about large areas. Is 200 feet a large area? Because that's how long my rows will be, and I'll probably have 30 or 40 rows. And my problem is if I sprinkle this and irrigate it in my pond, I have gravity flow. The only trouble is I run out of water about a third of the way through the season, so I can't raise any more corn very easily.
Right. No, so, I think drip in that situation is fine, Gene. I think when you're doing row crops and you can put the emitters, you know, at the plants especially. In your case, corn's planted very close together, so you'll be dripping all along the whole thing. I think that's a perfectly fine place to use drip.
Okay. Well, and also, I'm not on the internet right now. Can you point me in the direction of any other place I can get information as far as companies that sell it, the drip irrigation systems?
Well, yeah. One of the companies we work with here in Dallas was called, still is called, I guess, Metro Irrigation. They have sold, they've been purchased by a larger company, the Horizon Company. And if you'll drop me a line, info@dirtdoctor.com, I'll send you some contact information about them and how to get a hold of them, and that'd probably be the best way to go. Any of the irrigation distributors can probably help you, but if you let me know, I'll get you in touch directly with somebody to talk to.
Okay. Another question is, you use paramagnetic rock, don't you?
Yeah, it's one of the things about lava sand that's the most important. Even if it's crummy lava sand and doesn't have high paramagnetism, it's beneficial because it'll help hold moisture at the real good level for a longer period of time. But if it has this paramagnetism, which is this property that comes from things that have been heated, you know, as lava has been, it just gives you far more help in growing whatever you're growing.
Okay, well, I sure thank you, Howard, and you have a great program, and glad to be able to listen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
the
call.
Bye.
And we have open lines now for you at 866-444-3478. I was talking off the air. I meant to tell you this anyway, and then we'll get back to some in Howard's garden stuff. But we were talking quickly before I went to one of those hard breaks that we have to deal with. About drainage systems. In the caller's case, it was an interceptor ditch to keep water from going down, hitting the rock, and coming down the hill and seeping out and being a problem. And if you have a low area that's not draining as well as you'd like, and this technique works as well. And it's literally as simple as digging a ditch. You can have a contractor dig it with a ditch witch, a ditching machine or something for you, or you can dig it by hand or hire somebody to do that for you. You don't have to make the ditch real deep, but take it from the area that's a problem over to the lower spot if it's draining an area that's just staying too wet. If it's an interceptor ditch, a drainage ditch like we were talking about before, you just put it on the top side of it and take it around the edge and take it, you know, farther down the hill so it doesn't seep out into the area you're trying to keep not so wet. And fill the ditch with the gravel. And the gravel you want to use is crushed limestone, the white stuff that's angular or some other kind of – it doesn't matter really that it's limestone, but that's what we have here in Texas available to us. It's easiest and the most cost-effective. You don't want the round, smooth kind of gravel. You want the angular stuff because it will have more airspace and drain better. You don't even have to put a drain line in it. A lot of people do. It'll make the water go through it faster, but I don't usually do it. I usually just fill the gravel all the way from the bottom of the ditch to the surface of the ground. So it acts as not only a way for the water to move wherever you want it to go to, but it functions as an inlet the entire length of the ditch. Now, some people, especially engineers, will tell you to use a silt liner on the sides of the ditch. I've always bucked that idea. There's probably pros and cons about it, but it's always been my experience that I've put these drainage ditches in and not put the filter fabrics in, and they've continued to drain well for a long time. It always seemed to me like the filter fabric could clog up easier than the gravel. So golf course contractors and golf course architects don't agree with that point at all, so you can go either way you want to go, but in my opinion, in my projects, I've saved the money and the time of using the filter fabric and just used the gravel in the drainage lines. Excuse me, back to the in Howard's garden before we go back to the phones. And by the way, that number is 866-444-3478. We need to talk about pruning. We are definitely still in the window for pruning, if my voice doesn't go away here. And that means doing the major pruning that you need for shade trees, if you need to prune any ornamental trees, or if you need to prune your fruit trees. We are in the window to do it. It's fine. The only exception would be if you have fruit trees, if you can. If you don't have too many fruit trees, it'd be better to wait just a little bit longer, closer to bud swell, pink bud, in other words, and closer to flowering. The sooner that you do it, the more possibility there is for you to stimulate those buds to speed up a little bit and have maybe a little bit earlier flowering and get some late freeze damage. Now, large commercial outfits can't do that. They have to work on the pruning all through the winter. But if you can wait a little bit longer, you want to do it before bud break for sure, but wait as long, as close to that pink bud stage as you can. Now, those of you with fruit trees also that have called, especially the ones that have called me with problems, plum curculio, aphids, various diseases on your crops, what you want to do is start the basic fruit and pecan tree program at that same time. At pink bud stage is when you do the first spraying of the trees. And we don't spray toxic chemicals. We spray things that are that will function to stimulate biological activity and will be repellent for some of the pests, both the diseases and the insects. And what I like is garret juice as the base, and then garlic or some other repellent kind of a material added to the garret juice mixture. And the thing I like the best is the garlic pepper tea that you can't buy commercially yet, but you can make it in the formula we have for you right on DirtDoctor.com. We'll talk more about this kind of thing as we go and when I come back. Don't go away. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit Espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And first thing I need to tell you is that we do have a winner of the contest. Came in by email. I just saw Doug sent me a note. Renee got it right. It is a little tree that's native to this part of the world here in Texas, and it's called Mexican Buckeye. The fact that I didn't show all the leaf made it a little tougher, but those are those flowers that form for you, give you a little show in the spring. And it's a great little tree. In fact, we're going to be doing a newsletter about it. This is going to be the next newsletter, and beef up the entry in the the library on dirtdoctor.com, and put some more photography. I've got a lot of different shots of it that we haven't put in there yet. But it is also the seed. We've collected quite a bit of seed, the little buckeyes. They're little buckeyes that are about the size of a small marble. They're not the big buckeyes like the Texas white buckeye and the Ohio buckeye and things like buckeyes like that. It's a real small little buckeye. But it's an excellent tree to grow from seed because you can plant those little buckeyes and you'll get 100% germination just almost across the board wherever you got the seed from, unless they've been damaged or, you know, you let them dry out completely or something like that. We're giving them out to people who join the Organic Club of America. We've got quite a few of them, and they're good to use for experimental purposes because they're so easy to grow. They're good for kids to plant and grow their own little trees and things like that. So when you join the Organic Club of America, which doesn't cost very much at all, that's one of the gifts. And I don't remember at what level you have to join, but probably just the basic level you can get some of those seed. We also have inland sea oats and a lot of those for people that have come out of my gardens. As a matter of fact, it's a plant I like a lot. It can get a little rambunctious at times, but if you know how to manage it properly, which we explain in the entry on the website, it's a great little native grass, beautiful seed heads. And if you let them shatter and spread, you'll have the stuff coming up all over the place is the point there. But even if you let that happen, which I do from time to time, the little seedlings that come up from inland sea oats are very easy just to pluck out or throw mulch over or hoe out with a, you know, a back-and-forth hoe, the stirrup hoe, a push-pull hoe or something like that. Not a big problem at all. And they're a wonderful native grass that'll grow in most of the country, grow in sun or shade, and really good for erosion control. So another one of the things almost functions like bamboo, only it's a little short thing. It's only about 2 feet tall rather than the height of bamboo. So anyway, if you join, you'll get one of or both of those. I'm not sure what all's going out, but it'll be explained to you when you take a look at the information about joining the Organic Club of America on DirtDoctor.com. Here's Russ in Cleburne, Texas. Hi, Russ.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well, thanks.
I've got two questions for you, if I could.
Sure.
I'm on about a little less than 2 acres of land, and I've got, probably close to 150 trees on there, and I've got one that's really giving me a problem. It's a Bodart tree, or so I've been told.
Okay.
It's got the big green balls on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Horse apple.
I literally take your life in your hands to walk underneath the darn thing. And I want to go to the other end of the scale. I want to know how to kill this thing. I've had guys come out and tell me they won't even touch it because of their chainsaws.
Yeah, you'll wear out chainsaws cutting it down. How big is it? How big is the trunk?
It's at least 2 feet across.
Yeah, pretty big boat arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the only thing you can do is cut it down and then drill holes in the base and do the saltpeter in this case, because Bodart doesn't rot. That's why it's been used for fence posts and foundation footings and things for centuries.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a weird tree in a way, because even though it's got this incredibly iron-like wood that will wear out a chainsaw, like we said, it has a weak root system in a lot of cases, and you'll see Bodarks all over the place that have just blown over, and the roots, you know, popped out of the ground. That doesn't kill them. They keep growing with the roots that are still, half of the roots that are still in the ground, and you see these Bodarks that are all splayed and laid over all over the place. It's a common trait of the thing.
Yeah, it's broken down my fence and everything else.
Yeah, but to answer your question, the only thing you can do is hire somebody to cut it down. It sounds like it's been tough. The only other thing would be to get somebody to come out with a D9 and, you know, bulldoze it out and push it over into a pile and turn it into a long-lasting compost pile.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid you're going to say. Okay, my last question. I've got ants. And I literally live in a forest. Anywhere you walk on my property, you're walking on about 1 to 2 inches of leaves and all kinds of dead compost.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting into my home. They're in my buildings. How do I get rid of them?
What kind are they? Are they fire ants?
No, they're not fire ants. They look kind of like fire ants, but they don't bite.
Well, they could be this crazy ant. It's showing up more and more around, and there's a lot being written about them. If you haven't done it already, you can probably get rid of them, especially if they're fire ants, but it'll work on other ants to a degree, too, is to put out dry molasses. How many acres, how big a place are we talking about?
We're talking under 2 acres.
Okay.
Close to 2 acres, but it's just under 2 acres.
Well, if you can put out dry molasses, if your budget allows you to put out dry molasses, however big an area or right around the house, and if you can, do the whole property, at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Just throw it on the ground.
Yeah, put it out like a fertilizer. It'll function as your fertilizer for this time if you want it to. It gives light fertilizer value, but it runs off the ants because it stimulates so much biological activity they don't like it, and they try to get away from it.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
Give it a shot, and if you still have them, look at our website, DirtDoctor.com. There's orange oil drenches, and there's beneficial nematodes, and there's a lot of other things that can be done. But that'd be the first step, is the dry molasses over the whole place. Call me again if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with me the third hour is 866-444-3478. The contest has been solved. It's Mexican Buckeye, but if you've got a question for me, we'll have another one next week. Question for me, just give me a buzz, and if I'm not around during the week, go to DirtDoctor.com.